God bless you and welcome to Yesterday Ended, Healing the Traumas of Life. I'm your host, Dennis Dobbin. Thank you so much for joining me today. 2023 has ended. It was a challenging year for many of us. I have endeavored to help us all move forward in our walk with God and His Son and the Holy Spirit in these episodes. I know for myself I was challenged in a good way to step up in my walk with God. I was also challenged in a bad way by the circumstances I faced throughout the year. I had to take a checkup from the neck up more than once. As you all know, I love to work with old sayings. The one that comes to mind immediately is, practice what you preach. I have had to ask myself a couple of times how I was doing. So how are you doing with the end of the year and the beginning of 2024? What of this last year, and perhaps some of the previous years before, is lingering in a negative way? And what fruit, what yummy, juicy fruit, has come your way in this past year? At this time of year, and in the first weeks of a new year, I turn a little introspective to look for fruit to make sure I'm growing in a good way. So let's take a look at how things are. Give a listen. Out with the old, in with the new. It is said that this phrase originated in Scotland sometime back in the 1700s, but the sentiment goes farther back, much farther back. Let's take a look at the book of Ephesians, written somewhere around 64 AD. Yeah, a little further back. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. That ye put off, concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Here we are instructed to put off our former conversation or conduct, entitled the old man, and put on the new man. It describes the old man as being corrupt according to deceitful lust. The word lust simply means over-desire. It's one thing to eat some pizza, while it's another thing to believe you need to eat two large pizzas in one sitting. If you think you need to consume that much, you're believing a lie. Unfortunately, there are times we let ourselves be deceived in our desires. We hold on to things of the past and rehash the pain, the injustice, and old loss over and over again. We need to take the disappointments of yesterday and leave them in yesterday. It's time for a heart cleaning. Out with the old, in with the new. When I look in the mirror, what do I see? My old dead flesh or Christ living in me? Do I see chains or that I've been made free? Truth is, the old is gone, the new has come. The old was formed by the thoughts of my heart. Time to think anew and from the past depart. Each thought of God's word can bring a new start. Now the old has gone and the new has come. It's time to let go of old pains gone by and realize what I believed was just a lie. It kept me on the ground, unable to fly. I am free. The old is gone. The new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You're a new creation. In the crucifixion and death and burial of Christ, all your old things passed away. Your old nature was done away with. God didn't want to renovate it. God didn't want to do any remodeling. He didn't want to smear makeup on it. He killed your old nature off and gave you a new nature, His nature. You have been made righteous. You have been made holy. You were redeemed by the blood of Jesus, which means you have been set free from the past. Time to start living in the freedom of your redemption. All the things of your past were nailed to His cross. Time to throw away the hammer you've been using to unnail your junk from his cross and trying to take it back. Because of his cross, you're dead to sin. The old you died with Jesus. Remember, you're a new creation, not a remodeled creation. As a new creation, each day gives you an opportunity to walk in the fullness of Christ's victory. Before the cross, you were body and soul. After the cross of Jesus, you are now body, soul, and spirit. Now that the Holy Spirit is living within you, you are empowered to be the new creation. The Holy Spirit has brought his tool bag of the manifestations or gifts of the Spirit. As you walk in the Spirit, you cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. The primary fruit of the Spirit is love, which is spoken of in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. In this verse, we are told that the love of God is literally poured out within us. Therefore, you have the capacity to love with the love of God, which is unconditional. We can love others like God loves, and perhaps more importantly at times, we can love ourselves the way God loves us. It's easy at times to look at our failures and be dissatisfied with ourselves. Yet God, as our ever-loving Heavenly Father, looks upon us with the love that he loved Jesus with. You cannot get away from his love. It tells us in the end of Romans chapter 8 that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Truth is, Christ Jesus happens to be within you. Therefore, you cannot be separated from that love. So let it embrace you. We must learn to put off the old and put on the new. It tells us again in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Out with the old, in with the new. Some of God's kids have bad habits. They still sin at times, while others are willfully walking against the will of God. I know that's none of you. But for those people who you may have heard of, they need to put off the things mentioned in verses 8 and 9 and start putting on the new man. We have a choice, and we have Christ within us to strengthen us to do the will of God. It says so in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's the King James. There's another translation called the West translation. He translated it like this. I am strong for all things in the one who constantly infuses strength in me. Many times in the past, I have tried to do things on my own. I always failed. But when I step up to the power of Christ within me, I walk in victory. The past no longer has a hold on me as I look unto him. As the song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, states, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Are we still focused on the things of the past, on the old man, or are we focused on the new? We have been made new in Christ. I have an unusual way of looking at the reality of being a new creation with our old things being passed away and all things being made new. It comes in part from watching movies where a bad guy gets bumped on the head really bad and can't remember who he is. His old things have passed away with his memory. He gets amnesia. Now he is a blank slate. Now he gets to choose again who he is. So my prayer is that we all get a great case of renewed mind amnesia. In the case of the movie, this bad guy usually becomes a good guy, and their old persona dies off. All things are now new. According to Romans chapter 6, verse 11, you are to reckon yourself to be dead indeed, or truly, to sin and alive unto God. To reckon is to logically conclude. How can you do this, you ask? Your homework is to read the beginning of Romans chapter 6 that tells you over and over and over again that you are dead. Fortunately, you've been quickened and raised up and made to sit at the right hand of God, so you don't look like a dead corpse. You look like Jesus. When I look in the mirror, what do I see? My old dead flesh or Christ living in me? Do I see chains or that I've been made free? Truth is, the old is gone, the new has come. The old was formed by the thoughts of my heart. Time to think anew and from the past depart. Each thought of God's word can bring a new start. Now the old is gone and the new has come. It's time to let go of old pains gone by and realize what I believed was just a lie. It kept me on the ground, unable to fly. I am free. The old is gone. The new has come. It's a new year, but don't let that be the reason you start to think of yourself as a new creation. Ever since you confessed Christ as Lord and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead and invited Jesus into your heart, you've been a new creation. Now it's time to believe it and live it. This is part of the gift of salvation. You didn't earn it. This is what God has intended for you all along, to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for your children and that we all are awakened to the newness you've given us in Jesus. I pray we can all leave the past behind. Last year's calendar is now in the trash. The past is over, and we have a new season before us to walk with you. Thank you, Jesus, for infusing your power within us to enable us to do the will of our Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the peace that you've given us, for the joy that you've given us, and the righteousness you've made us. Help us all become true and powerful servants for you. We pray this in your blessed name. Amen.